LA Crime Wave, this is a star Mandy Moore posts video of man allegedly stealing her packages. By Warner Todd Houston on July 14, 2023. This is a star Mandy Moore blasted a package thieves as she posted surveillance video of a man hiding in the bushes near her LA home and who was then seen stealing boxes delivered to her front gate. People are the worst, the 38-year-old star wrote on her Instagram stories on Wednesday, according to The Messenger. Moore posted about the thief who stole a box containing a new baby stroller that had been delivered to her home. I was wondering where the @Cybex_USA stroller I ordered for Ozzy went, she added. I was going back and forth with customer service and at FedEx and I swore to them it wasn't delivered and then I found this video. Moore noted that the thief waited for a long time before striking. This dude watched for an hour while the box sat outside and then climbed a side of a hill to snag them, she said. Moore lives in the home with her recording artist husband, Taylor Goldsmith, and their two little ones, 2-year-old Gus and Ozzy, who is 9 months. Theft, break-ins, carjackings, and any number of crimes have been surging in Los Angeles. And even the Hollywood elite are not spared from ravages of this crime wave. A few months ago, for instance, recording artist and reality TV star Leon Rockstar Youngblood Jr. cornered a would-be intruder and held him at gunpoint until police arrived at his mansion in a gated community early in April. Youngblood is far from the only member of the entertainment industry to suffer home invasions as crime in the city of LA and the surrounding communities continues to spin out of control. In December, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee's LA home was trashed during a home invasion while Lee was out of town. Then, in October, rapper Megan Thee Stallion's LA home was broken into and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of her belongings were stolen. In June, actor Casey Affleck's girlfriend actress Kaylee Cowan was alone in their LA home at around 3 a.m. when she awoke in her bedroom to find a strange man standing over her. In February, the home of fashion mogul, model, and tattoo icon Kat Von D was burglarized. And an armed man was arrested after targeting White Lotus and Baywatch star Alexandra Daddario's house. Von D has also confirmed that she is abandoning dangerous, crime-ridden LA for a home in rural Indiana. Also, TV host and actor Arsenio Hall was hit with 2 break-ins and he was almost robbed twice while at his home in LA. Despite the soaring crime, even in the city's richest areas, county officials were considering a plan to depopulate the jails that would have put hundreds of convicts and suspects back out on the streets. The initial explanation was that the plan was meant to address systemic racism in LA County's policing. The plan was later abandoned after it was made public. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.